One of the first ways we learn things as children is through stories, fairy tales even. We learn about stranger danger through Hansel and Gretel, and about consequences through Humpty Dumpty. Sometimes broken things are just broken. It's only natural that many public speakers use storytelling to illustrate their key points and engage audiences with their message. Today, we're exploring the speaker archetype of the storyteller, including the benefits and cautions. Let's get started. Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and thought leadership consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro, while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it. As I was preparing for today's discussion about the storyteller as a speaker archetype, I couldn't help but think of Native American oral storytelling traditions and so many cultures throughout the world who really are rooted in these oral story traditions. I think it's so innate in all of us as human beings to tell stories. Yet some of us are really focused on this as something that comes really naturally to us when we're up on a stage or presenting something to a group. And so today we're talking a lot about these individuals who really master narratives. The storyteller uses different tales, anecdotes, tidbits, things of that nature to connect with their audience on a really profound level, right? Think of them as the master of narrative. And I find that often people who are storytellers as speakers are also really good writers. Their speeches and presentations are really memorable for vivid imagery, being able to really paint the picture, and often have a lot of emotional depth. And they often have a seamless way that they weave lessons into their narratives. And that's something that we've talked about how to do on this podcast. But for the storyteller as a speaker archetype, it just comes naturally to them. Listeners come away not just entertained, but with deeper insights into the topic that the storyteller was covering. So some of the qualities, like we've just talked about, the masterful use of narratives to convey a message, that's at the forefront for the storyteller, right? Also, emotional and engaging delivery. These are people who are taking a story and not just telling you the story, right? Anyone can read a story, but they are getting into that story and really making it come to life. Also, storytellers will often use personal anecdotes or maybe, you know, common historical tales. You know, as I opened this episode with examples of fairy tales, there are common themes through almost every culture across history where there are these stories that have the themes that show up over and over again. And there's reasons for that, right? Those are categorically human experiences that come up, regardless of where you live and the culture that you're brought up in. One example that came to mind in thinking about this episode was the theme where we talk about how representation matters, right? And it's really important for kids especially, but really everyone, to see themselves in representations in visual media and, you know, movies, books, all sorts of things along those lines. And the person that came to mind as a speaker in that space who's a great storyteller is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, right? Her TED Talk on the power of a story is so compelling and really illustrates the importance of representation, right? So she is using storytelling to illuminate complex social issues, and our human emotions. And it's all from a storyteller's perspective, right? She is painting the picture about herself as a young child. And if you haven't seen this TED Talk, please go watch it. It's really, really great to paint that picture of what a storyteller does when they are speaking. Now, the benefit of being a storyteller as your speaker archetype is creating memorable and relatable content. Again, we've talked so much about stories on this podcast already and how important it is to tell stories, even if it's not your primary archetype, because they are relatable. That's what your audience is really latching onto. Other benefits of the storyteller are that they can convey complex ideas through really simple stories. Again, even think about fairy tales, and they've changed a lot over time, right? But if you look back at Grimm's fairy tales, you know, they're very dark and there's a lot of lessons to be gleaned from them. But you can simplify them into a very simple story and a really easy takeaway. You know, even something like The Ugly Duckling, right? This duckling was not cute, got made fun of. And over time, that duckling turned into a beautiful swan. So the message there is don't judge a book by its cover, right? Things transform over time. You can take all sorts of lessons away from that, but you can simplify it into a 15-second story. And that's really the benefit of the storyteller, is being able to convey those complex ideas through a simple story. And on a greater scale, thinking about the benefits, the storyteller builds a really strong emotional connection with the audience. And this is such a big benefit because when you are able to build that emotional connection, it really brings your audience along the journey with you. That's a great way to get your audience engaged in the story, right? Is to have that emotional connection. Along with these benefits, there are, of course, some risks or cautions. Number one, the stories must be relevant and well integrated into your message as a storyteller. We have probably all sat through some talk or presentation where someone told a story and we didn't quite make the connection for why that was relevant to what the heck they were talking about. If you tell a story that isn't really, really integrated into your message, it not only loses the value of engagement, but it kind of takes down your impact a notch by having the audience question, wait, do they really know what they're talking about? Because that kind of felt like it was out of left field, right? It wasn't really on topic with what we're getting at here. The other risk that is really easy to fall into is the risk of losing the core message in an overly complex narrative. If you're a storyteller, especially if you're a storyteller who's also a really great writer, it can be super, super easy to build out this really complex story that you are telling, and it's painting the picture, and it's great as a story, but then you can sometimes lose that core message. So the risk here is that it is a really delicate balance between getting to the point and painting the picture. So let's talk about the strategic use of the storyteller as a speaker archetype, because this isn't natural for everybody. And even if it's not your sort of baseline speaker archetype, you can use the strategies here in your presentations, in your speeches, in your social media content, right? And really anywhere that you are using your spoken image. So the first strategy that I want you to really use is starting with a personal anecdote. Begin your next presentation or meeting or conversation with a short personal story related to the topic at hand. This is something that's really easy to practice in a meeting, especially because those are low stakes. No one's expecting you to give a whole presentation in something where, you know, you're having a catch-up meeting or a touch base. This story should be something that's genuine and it can share a lesson or insight that's relevant to the topic or your audience. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to be sad or, you know, really emotional. It can just be a simple story that's powerful if it's relatable. Maybe you share a mistake that you made and what you learned from it. If it ties back to the theme of your topic, again, whether that's a presentation, meeting, conversation, it's going to be impactful. The reason why this is so important is starting with a personal anecdote grabs attention right away, right? It makes your audience a lot more invested in what you have to say and sets a relatable tone. It opens a door for deeper connection and those conversational threads that we've talked about on this podcast before. It gives people something to get to know you a little bit better, but also gets them into thinking about the topic and how it can relate in different ways. The second strategy is to incorporate vivid imagery and emotions. So as you're sharing stories, use descriptive language. Think about adjectives, right? They're the descriptive words that are painting a picture and evoking emotions. Think about your five senses and describe how things look, sound, feel, and express all of those emotions that are involved in the story. This technique is not just for long narratives. You can use it effectively even in a really brief anecdote or example. So as an example, you might be giving a talk on a stage and maybe your segment is right before lunch and you know everyone is antsy. They want to hear what you have to say, but they're also real hungry. And so maybe you address that right at the start and you say something like, "Hey, I know it's been a long day so far. And I don't know about all of you, but I am smelling that food coming into the back of the room. It smells delicious. It's getting me to sit on the edge of my seat." And right, so then you just start talking about what people might be feeling and getting that imagery, that emotion into your talk just to start it off, right? And that doesn't even have anything to do with your topic, but it's kind of getting them on board with you. Right? So you can use this in a variety of ways. And it works because vivid imagery and that emotional depth make your stories a lot more engaging and memorable. They're going to help your audience to visualize that story and empathize with its characters. So maybe you're even telling a story about this time that you had a presentation and it was right before lunch and everyone looked really hungry. So you chimed in and said, "Hey, I know I'm smelling this and that. It smells like pizza," whatever it is, right? That enhances the impact of your message by painting the picture with those adjectives, right? All of those descriptors. So use this in any meeting, presentation, anytime you're talking. Right? Think about vivid words that you can add in to help paint the picture of anything that it is that you're talking about. Now, the third strategy here is possibly the most important. Tie your stories to your key points. For each main point that you want to make, think about a story that illustrates that point. Now, this can be from your own experience. It could be a well-known tale. Like I've mentioned that book, I've Never Metaphor I Didn't Like. That's a great resource for well-known analogies. Or it could even be a hypothetical scenario, right? And after telling the story, explicitly connect it back to your point, explaining how that story demonstrates the lesson or principle that you're discussing. This link should be clear and direct, and it ensures that the story enhances rather than distracts from your message. And if you remember me talking about Vin Zhang before, the magician / keynote speaker, he's a communication expert. He's really, really great. And the thing that he says is his sort of transition out of a story to connect the main point is the phrase, "I'm telling you this story because..." Right? And that is your own internal transition, and it helps to bring the audience along with your story. Now, you don't have to use that phrase. You can use anything that works for you, but make sure that you tie that story to the main message and that will bring your audience on that journey, and it makes it super, super clear what that story was about. Why this works is that tying stories directly to your key points reinforces your message. It makes it easier for your audience to understand and remember your key point. Stories act as mental anchors for us, right? And it helps your audience to recall that information later because stories are the things that we remember. Again, I've talked about advertising on this podcast before, and things that we remember from ads are the stories, the images, how it made us feel, not necessarily the product, how much it was, or anything else around that ad. When an ad has a story, especially if it's visual, it paints the picture and you can remember that. The perfect person to tie together ads and stories is Steve Jobs. He is widely regarded as the master storyteller in advertising. If you are familiar with Simon Sinek's TED Talk, he references Steve Jobs as being that innovator with storytelling. Because while everybody else was selling MP3 players that have, you know, this much storage and all of that sort of thing, Steve Jobs said 100 songs in your pocket or 1,000, whatever it was. And he put Apple on this journey of really showing the story of why you would use their product rather than the tech specs, because nobody cares about that. Right. So Steve Jobs is really remembered for his product launches that masterfully told the story of innovation and of the future. So as you're thinking about your next speech, think about those elements of a personal anecdote at the start, vivid imagery and emotions, and tying your stories to your key points as a basis for connecting with your audience. And if this speaker archetype doesn't feel good for you, that's okay. We have others that you can use, right? We've already talked about the motivator on episode 30 and the teacher in episode 31. Today, we're talking about the storyteller, but if none of those feel like you, we still have one more in our next episode in the series talking about the connector. If you have enjoyed this series, or if you like this podcast at all, do me a favor and give a rating in your podcast player and write a really short review, because that helps everybody else that needs to hear these episodes to find it even better. So give a quick rating and a review, and that would really, really help out the podcast, and it'll help your friends. Thanks so much for joining me today. Till next time. Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.